Welcome to Jumping the Turnstile. This is Timmy Taco. I am coming to you live from the Turnstile Studios. We are currently doing a Where Were You series where we recap a couple of the old episodes just in case you missed them. This one is called The Vacuum of Space. It's a Steez episode with Jezbot and Timmy Taco. We just wanted to recap so that you could capture some of the old episodes without having to go back through the old library. So here we go. Let's go for it. Let's go for it now. And let's do it. Yes, let's go.
The following episode is dedicated to our loyal listeners in Turkey Cock Lane, Chulchester, Essex.
Welcome to the Steez. I'm Timmy Taco.
I'm Jezbot.
And we're here again for another Steez. We're here just to repeat ourselves. Repetitively. Repeat ourselves.
I do like repetitive music.
I do. What a year it's already shaping up to be, isn't it?
It has been a bit of a weird one.
I mean, last week, whoa.
Wild.
Next week.
Exotic.
Wild or exotic.
If you can tell me what's going to happen in the next 6 months, I would love to know.
Well, I could tell you, but as soon as I say it out loud, it doesn't happen. This is the problem with theories that you just throw out there. You leave yourself open for scrutiny.
Right.
Which is kind of like what this podcast does. They've got into the Twitter.
No, thank God. And then you don't have in 5 years something coming back up.
Yeah. because that's what they're basing the whole cancel culture on right now.
She said
past 300 episodes.
Yeah, well, we better scurry on through them all and see if we can.
What if you had to pick out something off the top of your head, ready, set, go? What would we get cancelled for on the show?
Being men.
Okay. Yeah, that is a possibility.
Yeah, two white guys with more opinions.
Ah, the privilege of having a podcast.
Yeah, such a privilege.
To do.
It is such a privilege,
isn't it?
All right. Well,
let's get into the episode. Let's not make waste. Let's make haste.
Yeah, make hay while the sun shines.
Yeah, is that when you make hay?
Or is it seed when you... I don't know, I can't remember.
No, no one knows. All right, let's get into it, yeah. Did I talk about when we put Drew's trailer on the back of his RV trailer on the back of his buddy car? Stressful moment of my life.
Oh, yeah. We have to wind up one end.
No, you got to do... It's four legs, and you got to do a... Two dudes simultaneously cranking one end, and then you go down the other end, you go inch by inch. And we're on a sloped driveway as well.
Yes.
Physics.
It was
power
pretty,
everywhere.
It's pretty scary.
It's stressful, man.
Especially when
it's how you find your limits.
Yes. And you find out what other people's limits are as well very quickly.
Mm.
Drusifer was like, just do it. Crank it.
Yeah, and I was unsure. First time cranker.
I don't think so.
Zing a ding ding. But it was very stressful.
Yes.
And it made me think of like the stressful, you know, when you're doing a particular job.
Mm.
Like I found my other stressful job was... I was doing the decking on the top of me bloody shed area out there.
Oh, yep.
Did nice decking with some old fences, some recycled fence palings.
Mm.
And I needed to be on the tippity top every time.
Yes.
Looking straight up, 90-degree angle, with a gunt.
That's your limit.
And that was my other limit.
Yeah.
Stressful bloody jobs. That
I've got ladder limits.
Yeah?
Ladder limits.
Because they say don't have the top rung.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't do it. Why have a top set?
Well.
Why? Take it off.
But then the next step is the top step.
Take it off.
Right. And then so if we're going to end up with just two sticks. It's not really a ladder.
It isn't, is it?
No, I got pretty stressed out up a ladder. I bought a massive ladder to do this one particular job.
Yeah.
Got halfway up.
Okay.
And then started to freak out.
Yeah. Because aren't you supposed to tie that one off up the top?
You're supposed to tie one off, but, you know, if you fall, the ladder's still there, but you're not.
Okay. And I always think of the Ernest Goes to Camp.
Oh, yeah.
With the old ladder going backwards.
Yeah, I love that.
Because that's not Charlie Chaplin. Who's that other guy?
Yeah, Buster Keaton.
Yeah. Isn't that one of his little gangs?
More than likely.
Or you got your Jackie Chan.
Yes.
Yeah, he did it. He did a ladder deal.
Yeah, fight through a ladder.
Through a ladder.
Yeah.
Mm. But climb didn't he do like police cops movie?
About 1,000 of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was
he's always trying to save his uncle.
Give uncle a hug.
Yeah,
uncle.
It's true. It's true.
I think that's part of the culture. Okay. Everyone's your uncle. Like your dude, the dude down the road's uncle.
Auntie.
Or auntie.
Just like Uncle Trevor down the road.
Yeah.
Here's your Uncle Trev, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him the other day waddling around in his thongs and his gout-ridden thongs. I was just like, mate, Trevor, die. Just, yeah, like an internal, eternal rest.
I saw him pushing a bloody Coles trolley towards Coles from, I don't know, five, six, seven streets away.
Did it have a dead body in it?
No, well, that made me reminded me of my buddy's school bully. And I'm pretty sure I've told this story on the podcast, but it's worth a refresher.
Yeah.
When I had this dude that was giving me a hard time at school, right?
Trabbit.
Was that it?
I think so. That was about the gist of it. But I thought, school, yeah, nothing, no, there's no fight, no anything. It was just like a dude that would shout out at me, right?
Hey,
and
Ginger
then,
Mugs.
Hey, Ginge, come over here, bro.
Wee-wee.
We just want to hang out and chill with you, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah, okay. No, come over. That kind of thing. So then years later, I was at one of those Noble Park hip-hop pajama jammy jams.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
They used to have down there, CBD.
Sure.
CDB, I don't know, one of those groups. Anyway, he happened to be there and recognized me.
Oh.
Hey, did the old call over. Mm. And I successfully avoided him for the rest of the night. Mm. End of that story. Flash forward. I'm working at Coles. And he comes through the register.
Mm.
Right? And he's with his girlfriend.
Yes.
This time, doesn't recognize me.
Mm.
I don't think. Because he didn't say anything to me. Right? Okay, I guess I couldn't have walked over to him. We're already there. And he started like really sass talking his wife.
Yeah.
You know,
yes, like, I cheated on you. And you know what? She was better than you were.
Kind of thing. And I thought to myself, is this my bloody hero's
journey
right. arc, right? In the movie. Yeah. Am I supposed to say something to this
and
dude?
And with that, he steps in.
Are you ready? You know, hey.
Yeah, chill out,
my little lady, mate. Yeah. She's just trying to shop. Didn't say anything.
Of course he didn't.
Because I thought, fuck it. I'm not getting smacked at the
Register.
At the register at Coles. No, it's not happening. So didn't say anything. Flash forward.
Mm.
He's taking a quick walk to Coles, ironically.
Right.
Pushing a Coles trolley like Trevor.
Mm.
But got arrested for having a dead body. Her dead body in the trolley.
I see.
He killed the bitch.
It is International Women's Day today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He killed the lady. He's in jail.
Still, probably.
I'd say so.
Is that so? That's your limit?
Stabbed to death.
Is that your limit?
That would be my limit.
Is that what this segment is? What's my bloody limit?
What's my limits? I got confronted by my limits. And it's whether you stand on the top rung or whether you say something to your school bully.
Right.
Could determine the rest of your future.
Yeah, I think it's... Well, I think you did the right thing.
I don't want to get
you
stabbed.
You could have been the boy in the trolley.
What if you remembered me?
Mate.
It's a sure thing. Yeah, he had the kill taste, the taste of blood on his lippity tips.
That's it's heroin, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Right. Yeah.
This one's called Touch My Sickness. Sickity sick bot.
Dumpster doctors.
Dumpster doctors. I got pretty crook last week.
Oh, is it?
And
it's
not fucking COVID.
And you know because you didn't take a test.
I got tested.
Yeah, right.
Rat test.
Yeah. Oh, you trust them? Good.
whatever.
Good. It's good to have a bit of trust in the world.
Just spat on it from across the room and...
Gee, that's a bit...
But I tell you what, I love getting me sweats on.
You like a good sweat?
I love the sweat on.
Right.
With the fever.
Mm.
Because you know your body's working.
Oh, yeah, you know it's working.
And it's pushing. You know, every ounce, every fresh T-shirt that you have to put on...
Is one step closer to
healthiness.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know it's working when you're sweating.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then I do like to, like, triple dose cold and flu tablets.
Oh, can you do that?
Well, that gets you the sweat, like
Oh, that gives you the sweat.
Brings it on
Not
as well.
Not the illness.
Well, they're both, but if you triple banger.
Mm, okay. Triple dose. Then you're three doses.
You lie in bed, you sweat it out.
Yeah.
And then after, like, a couple of days, I was having saunas.
Ah, so you took up the sauna concept.
I'm a good time sauna boy.
Yeah, right. So that's with the electric sound booth one, right?
Yeah, the, what do you call it? It's
zip, zop, zapper. Yeah, heat.
Infrared sauna.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, you get your sweat on in that, but you got to drink like 2 liters of water before you get in it.
What's your sweat comparison? You know, because like in a sauna, the one with the steamer and everything coming right at you, you put a bit of right? That's you're getting condensation as well as the sweatos, right? So it's a wet sweat, soaking wet, right?
Oh, this is
a dry sweat.
Nah, this is like the room's dry, so it's just like heat pads that heat up.
And right, so it's like standing right in front of the old gorilla.
Yeah, pretty
on
much
on your oven.
But it's better than the regular sauna because you're not breathing in that heat so much.
Okay.
You know when you put on a scoop?
Yeah.
And then you breathe in and it's like hot air in your lungs.
Yeah, hot, steamy
this
air.
This has a bit more control over it.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I meant, like a dry heat as opposed to a steamy heat.
Now, this is what I'll do.
Right.
This is dumpster doctors because I refuse to go to a doctor.
Sure.
Because they just make you sick.
Unless they're at a dumpster.
That's right. Well, I'm the doctor.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in the dumpster.
Yeah, okay. You're down in the dumps.
Yeah.
Doctor yourself.
So this is what I do. Bloody Barocca. First thing in the morning.
That gives you back your BB bounce.
It doesn't. It does not at all. No.
Okay.
It just makes your piss go yellow.
Go right.
And then you think to yourself,
shit, I'm
not drinking enough water.
Okay.
So that was like a full day of drinking water, just pounding water.
The balance. Trying to balance it out.
So this is what I'll do. Listen, look, get Vicks Vapor Rub.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Rub them shits on your feet.
On your feet?
On your feet. Put socks on. This is all about getting your sweat on.
Okay.
Because this is the only way to get rid of a cold if you're not going to go to a doctor and get antibiotics. You just sweat it out.
This is then get a leech. Stick it on your dick. Is this like dumpster doctors?
This is dumpster doctors.
Whatever's on hand. Vicks, socks. Go. Yep.
Pants.
Okay.
T-shirt. Wrap yourself up in a doona.
Yep. Cocoon style. Do you get on the
cocoon,
floor and roll in it?
Cocoon style.
Can you roll me?
You can roll me up like a cigar. A doona cigar. And then I just proceed to sweat for like 4 days.
Ah. Yep. Full.
Yeah. And then you get up. You have some more water.
Yep.
You have another Barocca. You have some more cold and flu.
Have a squirt. Have an orange squirt.
Straight back to bed.
Yep.
But it was a weird one because it was just fever.
Okay.
Just fever and joint pain. No residual cough, cold.
Right.
My nose is clear as a bloody daisy.
Well, it's almost clear as a daisy.
Yeah, but it's being crook. It's not that bad. You get to stay home all day.
Yeah, but you haven't been crook in
two, three years. Since I got fisted off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember that episode?
Yeah.
I got hotted off, wetted off, smoked off, fisted off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't clench a fist.
Couldn't make a fist. And that was the same thing. It started in me thumbs.
Ah, your problem zones.
My joints.
Yeah,
started
your most
getting
used
inflamed.
Area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I still feel like shit.
Back it up. Vicks, socks,
Vicks,
feet.
Socks, feet.
Where did you pick that little hot witchcraft tip from?
Maybe in a fever dream. I believe someone said Vicks on the feet.
What about what happens if you use deep heat when you don't need it? What happens then? What does that do?
It sweats.
You make a sweat?
I make a sweat.
Are you allowed to do that though?
You're allowed to do whatever the fuck you want.
I know, but is it a good idea? Because you get that hot feeling. So I'm just saying you deep heat.
Yeah.
You're creating a warmth there. You whack your socks on. You're guaranteed a sweat in that zone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Because if you like your sweats, sweat induced.
Well, how do you get over sickness?
Exactly the same way.
Right.
Sweat it out.
Sweat it out.
Sweat it out, sleep it off.
Yeah. There's not much more you can really do.
Sweat, it goes like this. Sleep.
Yes.
Sweat.
Yes.
Sip.
Mm.
Sleep. Mm. Shit. Sleep.
Sick.
Sick.
Yeah.
Shower and a shave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When does the scotch come into it? What day?
Scotch. In between each one.
Well, I waited a good 5-6 days before I had my first scotchos.
And was it like so good?
Oh, it's not as good as you think it's going to be.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
torrents.
It doesn't help with the sweat.
Just makes you tipsy. More dizzy than you
more
are.
More dizzy and tipsy,
Lightheaded.
Lightheaded and weird.
Okay.
But, that's my sickness, your sickness.
Well, so dumpster doctors. But here's
what you don't need to do. You don't need to go to a doctor.
No.
This is not a... Don't take my advice.
This is no advice. But here we go.
But here's some advice. You don't need to go to the doctors.
No.
You just need to go to the chemist, get yourself cold flu, get yourself some Vicks, get yourself some Barocca, bloody, yeah. Get yourself a Duna, get yourself some like Netflix.
Okay.
Chill
get
out.
Get yourself a loan. Yeah. You're going to get all those things.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
And no there. Work.
No work. Week,
no work.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Just take it easy. Sleep it off.
Jesus.
All right.
Was that a segment?
Don't get sick.
Fair enough.
This summer, coming to cinemas near you, TidCon Productions presents Tight Fist 2, The Tight Man. Neptune Credence is Dr. Burnett Tight Fist in his latest action adventure. Doctor by day, ninja cop mercenary marine by night. And he's got what it takes. Hot never your tight fist. No, damn you, Chang. Hard man, hard lover.
You're a doctor by day, tight fist. You used to be a ninja cop mercenary marine, but you don't seem to care anymore.
They're dead. They're all dead. My platoon. Wasn't my fault. Academy Award nominee, Neptune Credence, is Burnett Tight Fist. Tight Fist 2, The Tightening.
Uncle.
So we have to? No, what this, right? You're on an island.
I'm already there.
Okay.
I can see it.
It's deserted.
Mm-hmm. And so there's ice cream everywhere.
Yeah, no,
it's been completely deserted.
It's a desert.
Oh, okay. So, but with no people there, so no, deserted.
Sand. So you've got one song. You're only allowed to listen to this for the rest of existence. The rest of time.
Yeah.
Every day, 365, you only get to listen to one song.
Yeah.
And it's the same song every day on that day, every year. So you've got your birthday song. You got your Valentine's. You got your just April 7th. I don't know.
Okay.
So, how do you go about
picking it? I reckon. I know straight off the bat. I'd probably bring that classic tune, Popcorn. See,
gotcha.
It's like get up and go. If you build your little hut at that pace, no time, right?
But you only get that once. Having that every day.
Yeah, but the Smurfs, la 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 la, they had their song, right? And they stuck with it. No other songs in the Smurfs.
And then Gargamel cut. Oh, there's one more. Gargamel. Well, I was thinking about this because you have got that alone show that we're always banging on about.
Yeah.
When you're out alone in the wilderness.
Yeah, surviving.
You're allowed to choose whatever you want to bring alongs, but I'd bring like an MP3 player, right?
Yeah, but you got
like a little MP3 player with a little speaker.
They're charging their cameras, so there's a way to charge it. You see? Yeah. I don't know why you don't just sew in the stuff you need into the bag-o.
Contraband.
Yeah.
Contraband.
All of it. This is going to get me through this. Mm. Here's my survival tabs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The whole lining is just like 1 mil survival tab.
Okay.
And you just do it off camera. Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surviving on water. Jeez, yeah. He's thriving.
Yeah. You could get like...
I promise.
That powdered drink. What's drink?
Purple
drink.
Orangina. And what's that space drink?
Space drink.
Yahoo.
Milk.
Didn't they take Tang?
Why don't you, line the inside of your gloves with Tang?
Put it this way. If you can bring 17 pounds of fresh Bolivian cocaine into the LAX.
Right.
I'm pretty sure you can stash a few energy proton power pills in your bloody away bag when you're alone.
Yeah, just turn the camera.
I was thinking you're not allowed to kill. Don't kill the bears. Don't kill the bears. One bear comes near me, I'm killing it and I'm eating it and you're not seeing it.
Yeah.
Survival.
Mm. And then the next shot is just you covered in
blood. Yeah, a bit of gingivitis.
So what's the best way around this MP3 player, though? Is that a long song?
Have you picked a song?
Well, you got to choose one for each day, and I would assume...
One for each day?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, there's so many songs. Yeah, what if you're there for 100 days? That's a full playlist.
No. It's 365 for the rest Spotify. Of your life.
Oh, and you need we need 365 tracks.
It's only got enough room for 365 songs on this MP3 player.
Yeah, right.
So every April 7, you got the popcorn song.
Okay. Because I thought you were saying you get one song.
Nah, that'll drive you insane.
Well, what would be your insanity song? I gave you popcorn.
My insanity song would be something
It's got to be a motivator. It can't get you down.
I want...
Can't be like something from the Beaches soundtrack that gives you like heartfelt memories.
I want length.
Right?
I want length.
Length.
In me song.
Duration.
Because you got like this...
In the Gutter DeVita,
right? 25-minute solo, drum solos and whatnot.
Then you've also got the hip-hop one, to the hip-hop, the hippie to the hippie. That's 15 minutes.
Yeah. And you've got John Bonham's drum solos in Led Zeppelin.
So what are you taking, though? Which, if it's in that scenario, what's your one?
Well, I want long songs, so I'm thinking classical songs.
All right.
Because I reckon the popcorn song, you're going to get very sick of very quickly.
Okay. It's my motivator. I don't have to listen to it, do I?
Yes.
Every day.
Yeah, one. That's your entertainment for the day. So you're going to be
doing
it.
For the day. Okay.
And then you're going to listen to it once.
Okay.
So you've got enough battery power to listen to one song every...
Okay.
You get the scenario, don't you?
I get it. You're still avoiding the question, man.
What's the question? What's the real question?
What's the song you're taking?
Didn't really think about it. I was hoping you'd do it.
I did.
Well, you're the DJ. You can pick me up, bloody.
Oh, nah. That's a common misconception to DJs.
I don't know. Like, you're short.
It's like, can I make a request? Yeah. What do you want? I've had that. What would you choose? I'm like, I am choosing. I'm DJing. I've chosen every song so far.
Can you choose something better?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Like a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
But I do want to be on a desert island. No, a dessert island.
Yeah,
a
dessert island. Yeah. And then you're set. How much sugar can you eat?
All of it.
Yeah, but that's you're not going to get your nutrients. So how long till you fucking drop dead?
You're so pinged off sugar. You can catch them fish.
All right.
You can chase that pig.
Yeah.
You know, get a little climb bit of... that tree and get your coconuts.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Eat your green bananas.
I kind of want to go away. I think that's what
it is. Is it? Okay, yeah. Well, that's
I want to be alone.
Yeah.
Mysteries. I don't know if it's a real mystery, but...
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Driving into the city the other day.
Yeah, Uber.
That's actually how I got crook, I think. It was
the Uber.
No, we met in the city and just walking around with all the filth. I think it just fucking got me.
Yeah, they got ya.
Got me.
So you're in the Uber.
Yeah, I'm in the Uber and just staring out, you know, as you do. Going, yep. What am I doing here? And see nighttime seagulls.
Yep.
Right, because of the MCG.
They're bats.
Huge bats.
Yeah.
Seagulls.
Right.
Nighttime seagulls and freeway possums.
Freeway possums?
Yes. So you got all the trees on the side of the freeway.
Yep.
And then there's possums in them.
Okay.
I saw a possum in there.
Dangerous place to live.
Well, it's does he realize how loud it is?
Not until he goes over to his mate's place. It's like,
Jesus.
It's
quiet.
Yeah, it's serene.
I thought there was enough trees for each possum to get a good foot on.
Yeah.
Instead of like freeway trees.
Yeah. I see what you're getting at. Yeah. Why pick the busy hustle bustle noise? I guess because like. Yeah, because you're sleeping during the day, right?
Mm. Yeah, so loud
and hot, so hot.
It smells like tar.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that is a peculiar one.
And then what happens with all the
seagulls? Well, they just piss off when they've either eaten enough or fucking flown enough.
But just see the ones during the day, right?
Yeah, they're
the.
Do you reckon they're the same dudes?
Fuck, man, when are they sleeping?
Yeah, how long does a bird need to sleep for? That's a mystery.
I don't know.
Because you hear them. Sometimes you go past the tree at night and they're all... You can hear them up there.
They're up there. But they're not flying around. But the seagulls are. So I reckon it must be doing...
It's the lights. They can't resist.
You've got these zombie animals now roaming around. You know?
Yeah. Filthy, dirty animals.
Filthy fucking...
It is a strange one. The old,
I thought you were saying that it is a stretch that this is a myth theory.
No, well, the other day I went out to the back balcony and there was a fucking big old rat sitting on the bathroom window there.
Oh, really?
And sometimes, we have the front door open and all the windows and 'cause the way the house is facing, the wind comes up the bloody hill through the bloody house, get a good bloody scrape out. Of heat, right?
Yeah.
And
I guess.
And he was up there, tail what? 10 inches if it wasn't a 12.
Right.
That's just the tail. So he's a big boy.
Yeah. Sure it wasn't a possum.
Nah, it was a rat.
A rat.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. One of those outdoor dark grey field rats.
Right.
You know the kind?
Yeah.
Yeah. So but like if I had that window open, there's no
straight
doubt
in.
He would have just scooched
in. To have a drink.
Just to have a look.
Have a perv.
Anyway, he caught me, buddy. He caught me there. Whoa, that's your shit. And jumped off down in a little area. And there was a plastic bag there and went in the bag.
Oh.
And I was just like, fuck.
Right. Him trying to bash it?
I was trying to turn the bloody pool power off.
Ah.
The filter.
And now he's down.
And now I've got to go. So I've got to go back. Through the thing and
see, this is
such
this
a creepity,
is,
creepity this situation.
This is what's happened with your mystery. Your cat-o is now an indoor cat.
Yeah.
So his Hoodie, the last cat, he would have been outside hunting.
Oh, he would have. Yeah, he would have eradicated.
Eradicated him. Yeah. But this new one doesn't even know bloody a mouse from a house.
Nah, she's a little scaredy cat.
Mm.
Proper scaredy cat. But what am I going to do? She's been in for 2 years. Am I going to do the outside thing? And then every day go, Snookums, come back. And she's like,
never see him again.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I ain't going in there.
And then every time your cat comes back, it's always got cat AIDS.
Yeah, cat AIDS, cat flu.
Scratches.
Cystic bloody pop and fight wounds. It's like, nah, I ain't having it. Plus, we're on a main road. And I'm coming home late at night.
Yeah,
I don't want to be the one.
Scraping.
I don't want to be the one to hit her.
Ah, true.
See?
It seems
she. She. I don't want to be the one. She. So, yeah, she's an indoor cat. But then the rules about get your cat in, get your cat in, because they're not allowed to be roaming out at night. So the two problems are, she goes live somewhere else, like my other cats did. They just move out.
Sears.
Not even Sears. Just gone.
Yeah.
And then the neighbours.
You can't have a cat out.
All the cat haters are out at night.
Yeah, that's true.
There shouldn't be a cat out here. Get it. Bash it.
So I think the mystery is we're messing with animals' natural circadian rhythms.
It's spooky. Yeah. We are. Rats are outside. Cats are inside. It's a mad, mad world.
It is a mad, 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 mad world.
Isn't it? Swallow that bloody pill, why don't you, in our mystery section.
Is it a cold and flu tab? Anyway, enough with that. This is of the week, I guess.
Okay.
You want of the week?
Sure.
I haven't done of the week. This is a recommendation section.
Okay, so what is it? Is it of the week or a recommendation?
Yeah, well, of the week is my recommendation.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Now, you got to get yourself into... It's been on for a while. Like, the Vice, Vice City or Vice.
Yeah.
The wrestling. The wrestling.
Wrestling?
The behind the ring or above
Not on the ring.
It's got to be something like after dark, after the... No, Dark Side of the Ring.
Oh, ooh.
It's a three season.
It's hard to use ring in the title without it.
The ring.
You say that, but I was like, your ring.
Yeah, well.
Because there's men wrestling.
Yeah, they are wrestling. Wrestling's real, people are fake.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
That makes sense, because they're fucking stuntmen. The moves are real, man.
Oh, yeah.
You can't pretend. I guess you can, because they do, but you can't pretend the old...
Well, it's all about the infighting.
Tricks.
It's all about the infighting. Vince McMahon, the head honcho, he decides...
The bachelorette of...
Who's going to carry my... who's going to be the
heavyweight belt.
Yeah, who's going to be Hulk Hogan? He makes the most... You know, the reason why he was a champion for so long, they let him keep winning, is because he gets the most... Balls on seats.
He was made of pure gold.
Because Hulk Hogan, yeah, I am the cream, yeah.
So,
the golden boy.
And when you get to, you reach your end of your career,
brother,
you get put, well, that's Diamond Dallas Page. That's
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Is it?
You got the Macho Man there, brother.
Okay, brother.
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 He's hilarious, that guy.
Okay, excellent.
Oh, yeah, Macho Madness, yeah, has got more to offer than President Jack Tunney thinks that I got. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something right now. Cards stacked against the Macho Man Randy Savage in WrestleMania 3. Yeah, let me say it, yeah. Let me say it out loud. I am the cream in the World Wrestling Federation.
Wait a minute, Brent.
And there is no doubt about it. Yeah, you, Mean Gene Okerlund, you know that I'm the cream of the crop.
So the infighting. So are we.
Well, they'll be going, nah, I'm not putting you over. That's what it's called. It's like when you have the title, and then you let someone else win. It's like putting them over. It's like
you're
stepping up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because it's pretty much the end of your fighting career when you get the title taken. Oh,
yeah. You come back.
Yeah, but you got to wait your turns.
You got to wait your turn. You got to make sure your injuries are all healed. And these guys are fucked up. Like they really cop it.
Yeah.
And then if you're like one of these wrestlers that they don't want to give up the title, you
a rascal.
They say they're a bit heavy handed in the ring.
Oh, okay.
So when the Rock, you know, Dwayne.
Wants to keep it.
And Mankind, you know, the guy with the sock.
Man-child.
The sock, and he had
I haven't seen that, but yeah, it sounds great.
Anyway,
Junkyard Dog.
Their massive fight happened about 25 years ago, and like The Rock just kept hitting him with one of those chairs, and like that does actually hurt.
Unscripted.
Well, it's scripted, unscripted, but then like as
ad-libbed.
Ad-libbed, but it's like they sort of figure out how it's going to end up. But then they when they're all like wrestling in together, they go, right, I'm going to throw you over there. And then I'm going to fucking put the old
one two in there. I'm going to put you in the ring.
Put you in the
no, please don't do that.
Don't do that.
To the wrist.
I've been ringed already.
Yeah.
Nah. This one's called Through the Ringer.
dark side of the ring.
So, yeah, so they have their feud.
Yeah, they have their feud. So and, but in the Whispers. The Rock was, like, going over the top and bashing Mankind over the head. Like,
okay.
I think it was around 38 times he got hit with the chair.
Okay.
And he's actually bleeding, and his family's in the audience.
Go
like,
and say, this ain't no...
What the fuck?
They said one chair, not 39 of them.
On balance, off balance, doesn't matter. I'm better than you are, yeah. And I'm talking to everyone in the World Wrestling Federation.
But these guys, like, they're jumping on bloody
thumbtacks. Does he lean in and just say,
just go with it?
He's like, no. And then he hits him with another 39 chairs.
Just go with it.
Nothing's going to stop me.
Just a crazy way to make a living.
It is, isn't it?
It is like a very... I mean, first, the growth hormones.
Yeah.
You've got to be on the juice, on the gas.
Again, it's the hero's journey, right?
Yes.
It's the hero's journey. So people love it. Yeah. They love the gladiators.
Yeah. You come in as a baby face. That's a new wrestler.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And then you work your way up to be...
Babyface Joey. Then you work your way up to Joey. And then when you're in later years, Joseph.
Yeah, it's...
you
it's,
work your way up. So what's your mid... Can you come in not as a baby face?
Nah, you're always a babyface.
Okay, even if you come in, you're the new Rock.
And usually the babyface is the good guy.
Okay.
And the heel, up and comer. It's called a heel, is the bad guy.
Okay.
But they say that playing a bad guy is way more fun.
Of course it is.
Because like when you're out in the real world, you can be a prick to everyone. You don't have
to
take photos.
Yeah, everybody's expecting
you
to be, they come up to you and you're like, get away from me or we're going to have a real problem over here.
Yeah, maligned from the top to the bottom.
But a lot of murder, a lot of dead people, a lot of drugs,
a lot of murder,
spousal abuse, a lot of psychotic episodes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right.
A lot of rehab.
It is just like the Bachelorette.
it is. But I tell you what, it's real.
Okay.
It's real.
It's real.
Really, it's really real.
The people are fake, but the wrestling's real.
Wrestling's real, people are fake.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Take that away with you.
But it's real.
It hurts like
really?
It's real.
I don't know if this is a thing, but we're going through the flavors. You know, they give you the old fake flavors. Fanta is supposed to be orange, but clearly it's fake. It's a fake orange.
Yeah.
It's orange.
Doesn't taste anything.
Imitant.
Doesn't taste anything like citrus.
No, not the real thing. You have it and you're just like, oranges. Fanta? Not so much.
No.
Chemical oranges. Then we'll go on through the flavors. Lemonade. I guess lemons. Not that lemonade
tastes like lemons
at all.
Gotcha.
Right? So it's not quite lemonade. Mm. And then we've got the cola. How do they make cola? What's cola?
Mm.
Right? Because we know lemon, oranges. Orange.
Yeah, gotcha.
Whatever.
Gotcha. Raspberry.
Rasps. Yeah, does.
What's cola?
What's cola?
Cola.
Look it up. Can you work it out?
Coca. Coca.
Yeah.
Coca leaves. Coca.
Okay.
Coca plant.
So you're thinking planto?
Plant.
Yeah. What part of the plant?
The root system.
Close. The nuts.
Seeds.
The nuts. There's a cola with
cola.
A K. Cola.
Yeah.
Nut.
Is it?
Yeah.
A cola nut.
Because we looked it up. Going, what the fuck? And it says it's derived from nuts. So somewhere out there, there's a buddy... cola, like I guess it doesn't taste anything like cola because the flavors of
so is this like the cola if you wanted it like I'm assuming Coca-Cola
they changed it to C, but maybe they get it from the Coke because it's got cocaine in it.
Now I think they just go the 179 emulsifier.
Yeah, they
like
do
7-9. So if you really wanted to get a nice like an OG original. Tasty cola, you'd have to get them nuts.
You're going to have to get them nuts and do whatever you need to do to it to turn a nut into a sweet treat.
I think you milk it.
Is it? Yeah, that is one way. Yeah, that's effective.
So to speak, milking.
Just a bit of a spin out.
Yeah, I've never
really
thought of it.
Well, because they say that the old red M&Ms, the red, is derived from bug, squished bug, particular bug.
Beetles.
Crushed beetles, something.
No, fermented beetle lava.
You know?
Yeah.
It's red, though. I know that much.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a, what did you put in the food?
You have put in the food, you stupid bitch!
Yeah.
What's new?
Pussycat?
Flavors.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like music genres, okay? Mm, they've run out of genres.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
It's
clear.
Now all you're doing is just mashing genres together.
Yeah, and calling it a radio station.
Well, you're calling it trip hop, jazz, funk, confusion.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Electro, funk, dance, techno, dance, pants.
Yeah, but it's all just a break off something else.
Yeah, of course.
So, with that in mind,
get back to the nuts
and flavors. Yeah, to get back to the nuts of it. Are we inventing new flavors? Like, what's the new drink going to be?
Wouldn't they say, have we done blue?
Yeah, we've done blue.
What do we call it? Blue heaven.
Yeah, sky. Sky's blue. Sky blue. Heaven's in the sky.
New sky blue. So new flavors. We need a new flavor.
Yeah, because you've always got your...
Well, here's an idea. Here's an idea for you. Audrey said the other day, is there a savory drink?
Ah.
And I said,
it's soup.
yeah, it would be. It'd be more of a meal drink, right?
Because yeah,
I was trying to think.
Viscous.
I said, well, you know, I always go back to your classic standard water, right? Yeah. It's both neither sweet nor savory.
So chips. So like chips are savory, like your sour cream and chives as a drink.
You got your biscuit based drink. Yeah.
So like an arrowroot. Is that a biscuit?
Arrowroot's a biscuit. Yeah. You got your
so you get the essence of an arrowroot.
Teddy bear biscuit.
Teddy bear biscuit. Perfect. Everyone knows a teddy bear biscuit. No, imagine it. Right.
Okay.
So the essence of a teddy bear biscuit in a soda pop.
Well, because I know what they are selling at cake makers places and specialty things is they run the milk right through the bloody cereal. Right. So you got Fruit Loop milk. Then they strain all the goods out, and then you've got your milk-based thing with the essence
of Fruit Loops.
Or Coco Pops, or...
Huh.
So there is kind of flavors being invented, but that's the flavor of cereal. That's not a new milk. Because that's what you need to get that by putting milk in the cereal. It's already been done.
For your unhealthy fatties, I mean, it's a brilliant idea.
It is a good one. I just want some, I want some fruit loop without the hassle of chewing.
I want all those chemicals up in my business, but I don't want to be chewing.
Well, because, you know, milk is a popular choice for some people. A friend of ours used to go get a bloody litre of Rev every time we went to the milk bar. And, like, we'd be loading up on bloody mates and 100...
Sherbet Bobs.
Yeah, $1 of mixed lollies, please, Tony. And he'd go get a litre of Rev milk, which is... Is that borderline skim milk? A Rev?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It was the kind of in-betweener. It was the bridge of milks.
Calcium deficient.
Do you reckon? Yeah, because if you're craving milk.
Yeah, what's with that?
It's like when you smell toast. Oh, you're having a brain aneurysm.
Right.
People smell cooked potatoes, about to drop dead.
Right.
So if you have a milk, taste for milk, you're either pregnant.
Yeah. Wanting to.
Cravings.
Yeah.
Or, calcium deficient.
Wanting to suck on some titties.
Some milk.
Titties. Milk was a bad choice.
Yeah, it was a bad choice. Back to the other flavors.
I've never
Have we explored other fruits as lemonades?
Lemons, limes. Yes.
Guava. They go down the guava.
They do.
Spritzerilla.
Yeah.
Weird ones.
Agrum.
Right.
What
was
it?
Have we ever seen a mandarine?
You don't see Fanta? Much mandarine, do you?
No.
But I do like a good mandarin.
You do.
I do. Yeah. I do. Because it's one of those packaged fruits.
Yeah, segmented.
So you can... It's the wrapper. You take the wrapper off and it's
contained. And the pips are contained.
Everything's contained.
Segments are contained. Yeah, it's true. It is.
And you know that if you get it from the supermarket, all those dirty, dirty hands can just be peeled straight off.
Straight off.
Clean on the inside.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. No wax.
No wax.
Wax is a big problem on apples.
Mm.
Apple wax flavor.
Yeah.
Is that savory?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think we could do better than that.
We probably could. But there, I challenge you to come up with a savory drink. A savory drink. Now, you don't have to do that now. Everybody at home is probably thinking about it right now, shouting, cup of tea.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I think people are shouting.
Tea, no
right
sugars.
Now.
Is that savory?
Tea, no sugar. Mm.
Tea,
no,
no
that's
milk.
Like a herbal
tea, thing, no. Man. Oh, yeah. It's yeah, tea. You see, we're still in the.
I'm thinking biscuits.
Okay, biscuit barrel. Biscuit barrel.
I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know. Until next time. All right. So I'm going to do a little bit of a so-so science.
Righto.
And space. The final frontiers.
Yeah.
And, you know, because they're putting all their money into the bloody SpaceX and all these spacecrafts and everything. They're designed to go up, come back down. So you don't really need dunnies.
Okay.
Because what part of that trip? You're going to go, take a minute, anti-gravity, got to take a shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think
it's
you have
just
a good...
Isn't SpaceX just those upsy-downsy trips?
You have a...
Reland?
Yeah, a good scrape out before you go. I think I think what you do is, it's like when you go to airplane food and they put the binding agent.
Out the escape, the decompression chamber. They do that in space, don't they? Is that what you have to do before you leave?
I watch a few NASA things and they're on the ISS, International Space Station, and they're supposedly cleaning their hair and stuff and playing around with water on board.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing that.
I wouldn't be doing that.
No. No, you don't.
Look at this water. It just all balls up and then you can, and it sticks to your hand. I'm like,
it's heading towards that controller over there that says,
power
do
pack.
Not wet.
Yeah. I would have thought, like, a few things that are bad in space.
Saunas.
Shotguns.
Yeah. Lack of oxygen. That's really bad. But the SpaceX that went up, Dragon Endeavour.
Gotcha.
Got to have Dragon in the title, don't you?
You do.
Yeah. But...
why is that, though?
The crew... I don't know. The crew had to wear the old space diapers. For the re-entry, just in case...
poopy pants.
Just in case a little bit of space poop comes slipping out.
Space shard.
Space shards on re-entry.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard because you can't... You've seen the water, like you said. Just goes around in a little bowl and hovers in front of you. You don't want that.
Mm.
You don't want that.
What are the...
From the old...
Smell particles.
It's pretty contained. Yeah, contained in. No, I think it would still smell.
Does it
oxygen.
Yeah, but does it, like, when you're on the ship, right, your water's all bound up, like,
it's all
sticks together.
Yeah.
So, like, if there's an aroma, does that, like, stick in a ball like the water does? You can't see it, but is there aroma balls in space?
Mm. That brings me back to my idea of the fartography. And can you take a photo of a smell?
It's like a heat sensor.
We went through that.
Right.
But I'm not sure if there's a smell particles that are contained with anti-gravity. Yeah, it's a very interesting question. Well, so science.
How many days? I think that I'd be puckering. I don't want to take a shit.
200 days in space.
I don't want to take a shit in space.
200 days in space.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. Morning brown.
Morning brown.
Morning brown. Paste makes haste.
Are they jettisoning? Is that the word? Jettisoning.
I think they get
out.
The old. I think you got a vacuum each, and you spoomed right out. Yeah, out your space exit.
What about toilet paper?
You won't need it. Vacuum does the job.
Man, you want to have that full fiber diet?
It's Dyson. Or wasn't there a Vulcan
Vulcan, there is a Vulcan vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, that would be more appropriate.
That's more like
that's,
it.
See, this, I don't think space is capitalizing enough on, you know, product placement.
Mm.
You know, you got your Vulcan vacuums.
Yes.
Right? You got your... who's sponsoring the adult nappies? There's an opportunity there.
Yeah.
Was it Sexy Land?
Neelix. Neelix is... The Neelix nappy. He's a character.
Okay. Was he wearing a nappy?
He's got like a nappy head.
Okay.
His hair looks like a nappy.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a few things left on the table, like your Picard. Pecan? No.
Picard, it's flavor of ice cream. Flavor of space ice cream could be the Picard.
Ah.
And the Pilates.
It's mostly.
Hilarious. Polaris and Picard, please. Two scoops.
Data dumps.
Data dumps.
Data dumps. So that's where you go.
That's the code. Code Brown to Brown. Your other crew members is I've got to take a data dump, and they know not to come in while you're taking a data dump. That's the process of the vacuum, because you don't want to say, "Oh, I'm just going to use the restroom," because it's not a rest. You're floating around.
How do we clean? How do we clean the suction cup?
Yeah,
I just don't reckon
with floating balls of water.
I don't reckon anyone's up there shitting.
Yeah, honestly. Okay. 200 days they're up there.
Yeah, but you got to have...
It's a very intense mission, they
say.
They
never talk about toilet paper. They never say we've got 57 rolls of toilet paper.
Well, they are mentioning the adult diapers, so maybe you're just up there for 20 days filling her up. Fill her up, mate. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but what about nappy rash?
On re-entry. Gets very hot down there. On re-entry.
We just... I want to see what's actually happening. Yeah, there's all these videos... on YouTubes and porn sites and whatever, can we actually see an astronaut way to go in the processes of it?
Oh, so you want to see spacecraft?
I want to see it. I want to know.
You want to see it?
Because I don't believe it at the moment.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's hard to imagine. It is the first place I go to. Like, you think, right, where can you go to the toilet?
Yeah.
Right? So you want to know that's a thing in space.
Where's the dunny's at,
right? So I'm saying you can't hold it for 200 days. I'm saying you're going to spend 200 days thinking about the shit you got to do.
And not focusing on the mission. I don't know. It's like, it just doesn't seem like anyone. It seems, logistically, three people on the ISS, International Space Station.
Yep.
Got to dump it down twice a day, maybe once a day.
Maybe they're just feeding in spuds, Mars spuds.
Drying
they just eat nothing but potatoes and they just get bound up for 200 days.
Maybe.
Come back in for extraction.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, there you go. So science.
Is it?
It is. It's
There's more questions than answers.
Well, you made it. You made it to the end.
Yep. I did it, and I think I've recovered.
Go have a rest and a sweat.
Gonna have a sweat it up, sweat it out, sweat it down.
See everybody next episode. Thanks for listening. My name is Tutako.
Yes, and I'm Jezbot.
Have a great day, and see you on the other side.
Stay wired.
Uncle.
And if you'd like to enjoy all of our episodes, you can go through our back catalogue on Spotify or any of your local podcast apps. I think that's how you say it. Every once in a while we'll jump in and do a recap, so you don't have to necessarily go through the back catalog if you don't like, because we'll probably regurgitate all of our old stuff. But yeah, anyway, that's how it is. That's how it's going to be. Goodbye.